The more I like me, the less I want to pretend to be other people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The more I like me, the less I pretend to be other people. Now, all of us would like to be Bill Gates. All that money. All of us would like to be Maria Teresa, Mother Teresa. All of us would like to be Jesus, All of us would like to be, you name it, we got it. And that's a lie. Maria Teresa is dead. Bill Gates is a young man, married, a couple of children. He's got a business. He is very active in his world. He's a very happy guy. And I don't want to be that way. I wouldn't mind his money, but then again, what would I do with all his money? I would probably go out and buy some African nation and instantly turn it into a United States nation. Or go down and buy Mexico. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice to have a Mexico and the United States united, like Mexico just another state of the United States or states, and have them all have the freedom to move back and forth between the countries? And there'd be only one stipulation that I would make. One stipulation. Can anybody imagine what it would be? And that would be that they speak... not American. They speak English. American is good, too, but have them speak English. But even that wouldn't be necessary. Because as they live in an American type of society, they would want to speak English. They'd want to be able to have social and public intercourse with everybody and everything. Because that's a very important thing to do. Now, I say here, the more I like me, the less I want to pretend to be other people. Now, why would that be? If I like myself, what am I doing? If I like myself, I'm being myself. I'm enjoying who I am. Now, who am I? Am I a man? Am I a woman? Am I a child? Am I divine? Am I God? Am I Jesus? I mean, they put people in white jackets who say they're Jesus and put them away in mental institutions. And that's unfortunate. I would say that just from a casual observation that if they were to free all the people in mental institutions, and take all the people who are not in mental institutions and put them in there, that we'd probably have the right ratio. Because the people in mental institutions are doing their thing. They're just being their self and doing their thing. And some may have some difficult things, but others may not. And so you don't get the message, huh? I went like this here, and... some may have difficult things and have problems and, like bad problems of hurting other people and wanting to control the world and stuff like that, and that we're not interested in having people do. Thank you, love. No. So, she gave me my piece of candy, and that's nice. Now, do we want to be other people? Do we want to live our life like other people? The more I like me, the less I pretend to be other people. Now, who are you really? Who are other people?
Me.
Ingeborg says other people are me. Okay, and meaning herself. Now, what does Ingeborg mean when she says that other people are her, meaning herself? What she means is that every single person on the face of the earth is a reflection of the good ideas she has about herself. Right? Every single person on the face of the earth is a reflection of the joy she has in her presence. Every person on the face of the earth is a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious being who is fabulous. Now, if that's what you believe, that's good. But even that is not so good. Ingeborg, I want to ask you this question. And I'm going to shoot you down so fast that you won't know what hit you if you say the wrong answer. Ingeborg, Who are you?
I'm number one.
Wonderful. Ingeborg is number one. Ingeborg, what other people are there on the face of the earth?
I am all.
I am all. The answer was none, but I am all. I am all that is on the face of the earth. Now, can you see in the early radio broadcasting programs how they had to have cue cards to tell people how the audience should respond and work with them? And really, that's not a bad idea, is it? Okay, now laugh. Cut. Okay. You see, you are me, and I am you. And when I say I am you, that doesn't mean that you are you. It is that you are me, and I am you as me. I am not you as you, I am you as me. Now that's logical syllogism. And play with logical syllogisms, they're a lot of fun. Now, I am always me, and I am always what, Ingeborg?
Number one.
God, yes, she's got a voice. Yes, I am number one. Three women around here who got little itsy-bitsy voices, and you come in there too sometimes, you know. Yeah. Dorothea gets over here, acts so self-righteous, she said, I would like to hear what you have to say. Well, Dorothea, we'd like to hear what you have to say too. And really, this is true for all of us. All of us. If we are number one, we are speaking loudly, firmly, and beautifully of who we are, and we are saying who we are, and we are enjoying who we are. Have you ever heard anyone say this? Who are you? I'm God. You're what? I'm God. You're what? I'm God! Oh! 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 You can always tell if you listen to yourself what you think of yourself, what you think of the answers you give. Gertrude, are you a wonderful singer?
Yes, I am.
Yes is the right answer. I am is okay, but yes is the right answer. Gertrude, do you have two of the most outrageous grandchildren? You got four now. You have four of the most outrageous grandchildren in the world?
Yes.
Why are they outrageous?
I am.
They're outrageous because I am. Okay. Now, why am you outrageous?
I am God.
Well, I wouldn't call that outrageous as much as I would call it courageous and wonderful. But do you have four of the most outrageously wonderful grandchildren on the earth?
Yes.
Why did you have them? You didn't even know it was going to happen. When you had your children, you thought, I have the most wonderful children in the world. And then all of a sudden, your two boys go out and bring home four grandchildren. Yeah. Pretty nice, huh?
Yes.
And do you think that those grandchildren are the most intelligent, beautiful, handsome, glorious grandchildren on the face of the earth?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderfuler.
Yes.
No, you see, when you respond to this, you want to respond with all your heart. Now, watch this, Gertrude. Ellen, what do you think of your grandchildren? Are they great?
Yes.
How many do you have?
Six.
Are they all great?
Yes.
Why are they great?
Because I am creating them great.
No, that's true. But why are they great? They are great because I am great. And you see, anything in your world is your creation, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if anything in your world is your creation, and you are great, then it all has to be what?
Great.
Now, Ingeborg, if you have anybody in your world who is unhappy, what are you?
I am unhappy.
That's right. And how do you create people in your world being happy and joyous and free now all the time?
I radiate their happiness.
How about that? I radiate that happiness. I am that happiness. I live that happiness. And everyone is a reflection of me. So we have our statement here. The more I like me, the less I pretend to be other people. Now, if you are a happy person, why would you ever pretend to be another person who is happy? Now, if you are a happy person, and you're saying, boy, look at them, are they having fun? You know, I wish I was over there having fun with them. What are you saying? You are saying you're not a happy person. What would Ellen do if she saw somebody having fun? Sylvia, what would Ellen do?
She would just join in.
That's right. And what does Ellen do when we go into a restaurant? She walks down the aisle before we get to our table, and she's talked to 8 or 10 different people. How was that dinner? Do you like that one? Yeah, that looks very interesting. You have a very nice dinner. And she knew the whole menu by the time we got down to our table. And what else did she do? She made that many happy people. Because to each person that she asked the question, oh, you have such good taste. Oh, you chose such a wonderful meal. And each person thought they chose the most wonderful meal in the world. And when she got to her table, all the people were looking at, isn't that woman intelligent? Isn't she brilliant? Isn't she a thoughtful, loving person? And you see, how does Ellen do this? And they all had different menus. They all had different programs that they were having to eat, you know? But she made each one feel happy because she looked at each meal. And what did she do as she looked at it? She ate it. She ate it. with her eyes. By the time she got to her table, I'm sure she wasn't too hungry anymore. And that's usually true. Because that oftentimes she says, that was good. I'm ready for a salad. But you see, this is why we don't pretend to be anybody else. We just be ourselves, and we have fun, and we enjoy ourselves. And we live in a very dynamic, forceful, positive, beautiful life because we're the creator of our world. Now, if we have any little difficulties in our world, such as an illness or such as people who are not cooperative or whatever it may be, we have to take credit for it. We created that. So, the little boy that Ellen stops and says something to him. She says, well, how do you like your food?
I hate it.
Well, what are you eating?
I'm eating spinach.
Well, why do you hate spinach?
Well, spinach I don't like, I hate it.
And so Ellen says, I tell you what, here's $5. You tell your mommy I gave you $5 and that you would like a nice ice cream sundae. I mean, you're in the restaurant because it's fun time. Now, you just tell her that. Mommy, 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 mommy! And what happens? He thinks you're the greatest lady in the world. Now, could you have anyone think you're a greater person for any less amount of money or more? It wasn't the amount. It was just, that's what an ice cream sundae cost, you know. And so, that's what you bought. But what happened? Ellen wasn't really buying the ice cream for the kid. She was buying it for herself because she was eating it vicariously through him. And when she went to her table, she really sat down and she said, I'll have a glass of water. I've had everything. But you see, did she change that little boy from being a very unhappy table companion to his parents to being a very happy person? What difference does it make when a person goes to a restaurant what they eat or what they don't eat? When you go to a restaurant, you should eat foods that make you delighted and make you happy, whether it's a lot or a little, and then be done. You're not going there because I have to eat spinach, I have to eat my carrots, I have to do this, I have to do that. If you go there for that reason, then the whole purpose and the joy of the meal is over with. So remember, you don't change other people. You don't try to do that. I like me. And the more I like me, the less I pretend to be other people. She went up to that little boy, and he didn't like his spinach. And she says, that's okay. She says, have an ice cream sundae. Now, Ellen, you should not do that. You should not do it. You're doing it right in front of his parents. You're doing it right in front of everything. There's nothing hidden about it. And so if the parents don't like it, the parents can say, no, you don't get that Sunday. I'll put that money away. You can spend that later, you know. And you'll say, I don't want anything more. I'm happy. You know? And who are we? We don't need to be like other people. Be like yourself. As I often say, if you see a person that you think would like to have a nice meal and is just enjoying a cup of coffee and a donut, and he looks like he can't afford something better, and you want to do it, go and do it. Tell the waitress, here's $20. Give him a real wonderful meal, and don't tell him who did it. Don't tell him. Then get out of there before you watch how much he enjoys it. Because if you stay for him enjoying it, then you're getting a great reward. Just get out, get out. Let him enjoy it on his own. And let the waitress take the credit. You see, when you like yourself, you don't need credit. When you like yourself, you don't need to say, I had my appendix out too. When you like yourself, you can let another person ride in on the glory train of saying, I talked to my husband today on Christmas, and I told him how much I loved him. And he says, well, happy Christmas, dear. And I said, yeah. Well, you know, sweetheart, of all the men on the face of the earth, you're the man who's given me the most happiness, and I am so delighted. I'm happy I created you in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.